Okay, so we're going to go through rachta now. So regarding rachta, before we eat the matzah, we're supposed to wash our hands for the suda. Now, what's the makor of this chiyuv? So we would have thought it's just a regular chiyuv to wash before matzah. But the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Mabeis says the following, that even though we've already washed our hands for Tibul Rishon, for the first dipping, i.e. Karpas, nevertheless, we're still going to wash our hands for Tibul Sheni, i.e. the second dipping, which is for Morer. Why? Because since Haggadah and Hallel are said in between, because we say Haggadah after Karpas, we go soon afterwards, we go into Maggid, and Maggid is Haggadah, and also the first part of Hallel. Therefore, there's a worry that a person may have had a Hesach Hadas, may have had a lapse of concentration, and therefore, he needs to wash his hands again. The point is like this, though. Is that the expression used by the Gemara is that even though you've washed your hands for Karpas, you still need to wash your hands again for Tibul Sheni for Morer. But the obvious kasha is, 1 second, forget washing your hands for Morer. You're going to have to wash your hands for Matzah. So we're going to discuss a few mahalchim in the Rishonim of why it is that the Gemara stresses that you're washing your hands for Morer. So Tosfos says, it's basically lav dafka. Tosfos dimar maschal tzorich in the Gemara over there in Pesachim Kuftes Vavim Abeis says the expression of that you need to wash for Tibul Sheni is just a sort of a poetic license in the sense that it's for symmetry. The expression is, even though you've washed your hands for Tibul Rishon, you still need to wash your hands for Tibul Sheni. Although Tibul Sheni does mean morrow, it means the matzah as well, which goes with it. But avada, you need to wash your hands for matzah. The Rekech, though, says something very interesting. The Rekech and Simon Reish Pei Gimel says like this. He says, the chiyuv of eating matzah on Seder night is a kazayas. The requirement, though, for Netilas Yadayim really is only when a person has more than a kibetza. In fact, the halacha is, if a person knows that he's going to be washing his hands for hamotzi, but he's going to be having less than a kibetza, although we paskin, he should wash his hands, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. And therefore, says the Rekech, since you're mekai in the midst of matzah with a kazayis, therefore there's no need to wash your hands, mekadin. Whereas, regarding the dipping, then one would need to wash his hands. The Madcha says a different idea. The Madcha says that for washing one's hands for matzah, it would be sufficient just to wash until the knuckles, whereas for morer, then a person should be washing all the way until the bottom of his wrist. The Ran says that something which is dipped into liquid has got more of a requirement of washing than the need to wash for bread. Because when a person washes for the sake of dipping, then he's washing because the worry is that his hands, which are considered to be shniyos l'tuma, hands, we say stam yadayim before they're washed, are considered to be shniyos l'tuma, then what happens is if they touch liquid, the liquid then becomes a rishon, and therefore the food which is dipped into that liquid will become a sheni. And therefore, you're then dealing with a possible sheni l'tuma. Whereas regarding the reason why one washes his hands for hamotzi is because the hands are a sheni, and they might make a shlishi. Now, although a shlishi cannot be made regarding chulin, but a shlishi l'tuma can be made regarding truma. And therefore, says the Ran, it comes out that there's more of a reason to wash for dipping because it might make a sheni as opposed to for matzah, which is only a shlishi. So those are a few reasons of why the Gemara uses the expression of you're washing your hands l'tibul sheni, and why it doesn't say you wash your hands for matzah. L'maisa, one more point regarding this business is we know that the minhag which Mishnah Berurah even brings down, that on a regular Friday night when they've got Kiddush followed by Hamotzi, then they wash their hands before Kiddush. Many do this, many Yakas certainly do this, but the Mishnah Berurah says that even those that have such a minhag, they should not be washing their hands before Kiddush and then relying on that for much later on. Rather, on Leil Pesach, they should do whatever what we do regarding the Seder Advarim. We say Kaddish Urchat, they should be doing Kiddush, then washing for Karpas, and then later again, like we do, they should be washing by Rochza.